Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Black Belt Selling with Stephanie and Anna Scheller. I'm Anna.
And I'm Stephanie.
We're a mother-daughter team from South Central Texas, bringing the professional sales training system of Eric Lofholm to the world and combining it with the Black Belt mindset. You know, Stephanie, normally we go into talking about Black Belt Selling, taking the mindset system and dedication, becoming a black belt and all that. But one, I just want to really get into the interview right away with John. And two, I just really want to quickly say that we've been talking about taking the system to the world. And I thought, wow, how are we going to do that? And the way I'm finding to do that is the way I met John Tripp. And so we're just going to launch right into John, because John is a big periscoper. He's actually periscoping right now. I wish I could be joining him, but unfortunately my phone is what I'm using. Otherwise, I'd be on there texting. But John and his wife, Holly,
No, that's great. So, that's great. I love it.
I know. Otherwise, I would be there. I would be on there and here, but I can't. So, but just a quick intro. John and his wife, Holly, co-founded Restorable Living. It's a website that helps entrepreneurs grow their business through digital media. Now, he's a frequent periscoper, so you scope at least a couple of times a day. Is that right, John?
I do. I flex between about 1 and 3 times a day, depending on my mood and my time schedule and kids, et cetera. So.
Okay.
But always Monday through Friday at 9:30.
Nice.
Yes, and I missed it because I'm doing a devotional scope at 8:30, but I'll try to start catching you another time. One of the things I've enjoyed about interacting with John is he has such an easygoing manner, and Stephanie and I share a tremendous passion, and we call it COFFEE, coffee. And so
That's right.
So, John, why don't you share a little bit about how you got involved with blogging and social media? Everybody's story is different, and we would certainly love for you to share yours with our listeners.
Well, I think the shortest version of the story ended up being I had no other choice. All right. I had worked in the service industry and the property service industry for, I don't know, the better part of a decade. And then suddenly I kind of found myself without any job or any income. And after about a year of searching for a different kind of work, I was really kind of coming up with, I was just really disappointed in what I was doing with the things that I was looking forward to. And so somebody had suggested along the way, it's like, hey, well, John, why don't you blog? Or like, why don't you work online? And one thing led to another. And as I started to learn more about working online, I realized that, it's like, hey, blogging is really probably it's the most fundamental, foundational part of growing a business online. At least that's the way I've come to understand it. So that was the birthplace of blogging online for me.
Wow. So, you know, I think it's hilarious that you said it was kind of like pushed into that for you, because I've found again and again that the people who are not always most successful, but sometimes the people who are highly successful are the ones who just kind of got, you know, crammed into it. I mean, my big joke is always when everyone asks me, you know, how did you get into sales? I'm like, I'm an accidental salesperson. I ended up doing it by accident and I didn't really have an option. I know everyone, when I teach social media marketing, I tell everyone to find the platforms that work best for them. So what platforms do you use? What are their primary platforms?
The primary platform, and you know, the rule of thumb, before I even say which ones I tend to favor, the rule of thumb, you know, is to go where your audience is. Where does your audience hang out? And I'll be honest with you, I didn't get it right the first time. Not at all. Not even close. Because what I ended up getting was this, all right? I ended up being told, oh, you need to be on Facebook. Oh, you need to be on Google+. Oh, you need to be on this, on that. You need to be emailing like 8 times a day and all this kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
And they're right and they're wrong. And so what I ended up doing, I ended up going from one platform to another, and I found that I really love connecting, kind of like having my home base on Facebook. Let me even rephrase that. I like to connect best on Facebook when it comes to chat, okay? It's great. It's easy. And so that's where I do. But where I love to be, I love Facebook and I love Instagram. And those two, fortunately for me, are married. Facebook owns Instagram.
Yeah.
So it's a no-brainer for me, right?
Right.
And then Periscope came along. And now I'm lost again. I'm lost. Now I have to pick.
I know.
But it really comes down to talking to your audience where they're at. So.
Gotcha. I agree completely with that. And I that's pretty much, I ask people, you know, you have to know who your target audience is so that you can figure out where they are. Because if you are trying to target, you know, women ages, 18 to 45, probably should be checking out Pinterest. But if you don't know who your target audience is, you're right, you're going to be a mess. And I love that you pointed out that you had to, you know, you can't do all of them. And I think that's something that a lot of people forget, and they try and do everything. They're like, I'm going to be on Periscope, I'm going to be on Twitter, I'm going to be on LinkedIn, I'm going to be on Facebook and Google+, I'm going to have a blog, I'm going to do Instagram, and I'm going to do Pinterest, and I'm going to do blog, and I'm going to do Blab, and I'm going to do – and then they're not putting any time into anything because they've got so many it just becomes overwhelming. So wanted to highlight that for our listeners just in case any one of them happened to miss that, because I think it's a big key to success. Mom, you had a question about target markets. Did you want to be there?
Well, I think you guys pretty much, I am. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yep, gotcha. Yep.
Okay, all right. The target markets for the different platforms, and you were talking about, so Facebook and Instagram are pretty much married. And then we look at Twitter, and now Twitter has these two platforms that are married to them, so Periscope and Blab. And yesterday I actually did a Blab where I interviewed social media experts, and we talked about, you know, what's best. And fortunately, you know, not everybody was saying, oh, we all need to go on Facebook. I had a Twitter expert. I had a Facebook LinkedIn expert. In your experience, John, what are people, where do you find that you are best able to direct people to? What seems to work the best for them, or does it vary? I mean, how does that work for people when you're helping them with their target market?
Okay, that's a very good question. Here's the reason why. It's because that's a great coaching question, or it sounds like, you know, something you'd ask a coach, right? Mm-hmm. But I love that kind of question because if I understand it right, it's how do we get my target audience, or how do I get, you know, the target audience from where I'm at to where I want them to be, okay? And it really depends. If I'm on Instagram, the message has got to be, I mean, it's got to be short, right to the point, and it's primarily visual, okay? If I'm on Facebook, I want something to really just kind of be catchy enough that somebody's going to start to be familiar with me, okay? That they'll click on me, so to speak, right? And they'll go to my page. They'll see all the other stuff. And as they're there, they become immersed in the culture and the community, and they get that feeling rather than like, well, who's this guy? Like, what's this about? You know? But each one of them has to be consistent, and it has to show. I know the big buzzword right now is, be authentic. And I think that's absolutely true. Be authentic. But the word I really like to use when you're talking about your brand and you're talking about it overall, in the community as a whole, the word I like to use is merit, okay? Show merit in all of your work, okay? And because I say that, it's something that you're deserving their attention. So do something that you're deserving. You're the same on Twitter that you are on Facebook and on Instagram and Periscope. Maybe they see a different aspect of you, but it's the same person with the same message. You know, don't try to sell me shoes and sunglasses and makeup and, you know, car parts. That doesn't work for me.
Yeah.
You can't sell to everybody.
Right.
Be specific. So anyway, I hope that answers your question.
Yeah, no, I think so. And I think that's perfect. You know, sometimes people shy away from answering a question because they're like, well, I can't give an answer that's going to be, you know, it's going to work for everyone. So I love that you took that in and kind of redirected it, not redirected, but gave an answer that's still applicable. So my question is, when people come to you, what is it that you do for them? What do you help them figure out? What do you help? How do you help make them more successful? Because I'm assuming that's the whole purpose of working with you is to be more successful. So what do you do?
Well, the primary focus of what I do is really help people develop their business online, okay? And I think that the first step to doing that is helping them realize, one, I try to help them realize what their goals are. A lot of people are, you know, they say things like, well, I want to get going online or other nebulous steps. And you guys are in sales enough where you have people say, well, I just kind of want stuff. Like, I want something to happen.
Yeah.
Well, be specific
right.
with your goals. Like, I mean, you know, I was talking to this one person. They said something to the effect of, well, I just want some sales. Well, how many sales do you want? And it turns out all she needs 2 sales. That's her goal. And I said, well, then celebrate. Let's focus on getting you 2 sales in the next 2 weeks. Okay?
Mm-hmm.
You know, so I think the first thing is really identifying the goals, identifying who they're going to get that from, and then a deadline to do that on. And I think once we do that, I think the first thing to do really is once you identify that, the next thing is really to identify the way that you're going to do that on, okay? Being really specific about it, finding the blogging platform, which I think is the great home base for anything you do online, period, end of story. You know, I can go home now, right? And I think that's really the thing, and helping people really understand and then putting together a really pretty systematic plan of accomplishing those goals but using social media. That's pretty much what I do.
Wow. And, you know, and I've been watching you. I've been watching you on Periscope. I love to jump in on your scopes because the energy that we're hearing right now is the energy into everything. You know, I enjoy watching. I love the glasses, by the way, the other day. Those really cool glasses.
Oh, yeah.
You asked about them, and those were very interesting. They were really cool, I guess.
Well, I've had those for a number of years. I'm borderline blind without them. You know, I mean, I have contacts, but every once in a while my eyes get really dry and such like that. But, you know, it's just, I don't know, it's just like one of those characteristic things. I just happen to love them, and I've had them for, I don't know, since like 1998. So I've had them for a few years now.
Nice.
Wow.
You know, I want to make a quick point just because this is a, you know, we do talk about sales and selling. And, again, you said something that just kind of sent me off down a rabbit trail. I am a little bit ADD. I don't know if you picked up on that one. but you said that what you do is you help people figure out their goals. And one of the things, you know, the quote that Mom and I like to use is from Dr. Moyne, and it goes, the easiest way to sell a man is find out what he wants and give it to him. And whenever I teach people, you know, identifying needs, which is basically figuring out what their goals are, I tell them you have to keep in mind everyone has two kinds of needs. They have the perceived needs, the thing they think they want, which, you know, the lady came to and said, I need more sales. And then you have the actual need, which is what they really need. She only needs 2 sales. So there's, you have to figure out what those are, and if you want to do, you know, what it sounds like you're doing, and I'm doing this more in a generic thing, but if our listeners want to do what you're doing, which is more of the consultative sale, the let me find out what you need and how I can help you, it's really important to get focused in on those goals. And what I liked hearing you say that about, or why I liked hearing you say that is because I know that people who take time to get really clear on what their clients need and work as more of a consult than as a salesperson, let me just find what I can pawn off on you, is you know they're going to get a better result out of that, out of working with you. So that's exciting to hear, because not everyone actually truly grasps the meaning behind that. So now, Mom mentioned coffee. And she said,
Stephanie, stop just a minute.
Yeah.
We're at the halfway point, and I wanted, we
oh
tried
my
it
gosh.
At this point, make, I know, we're having so much fun. And So I would like to give, first of all, I want to thank all of our live listeners who are with us right now. I'm looking in the studio, and John, you are a very popular person. This is the most number of listeners we've ever had. So we want you back. but also, you know, as we're talking, we know there are people who are advanced in social media and blogging, and then there are people who are still learning about all of that. And, you know, I'm sure there are people on here that would love to get in touch with you, but you have a very special event coming up as well. So just real quick, share a little bit about the boot camp. We'll give you more time at the end of the show to do that. But I really like our listeners, our live listeners, and if you're on the recording listening to this, you want to make sure to write this information down. So share with us how we can, so our listeners can get in touch with you for the boot camp, which is free, right?
It is. It is a free boot camp, and I this first was supposed to be an ebook project, and I just said, you know what, I can't do it like this. I mean, I could write it, but nobody's going to read it. You know, and then I started to flesh it out, and I got this idea, and I'm like, you know what? No. I just kind of scrapped it all, and I started again, and I said, guys, we live in a real world where we need to be able to get what we need when we need it, and we can't be doing like the 30 days of like trying to figure out how your blog is going to work. So I condensed it all down to a 5-day kind of Kickstarter boot camp style where it's just giving you what I think you just – it's just what you need to get going, and it's just a really a launching pad. A launching place for you to start your blog. So it is a 5-day, 100% free. Actually, no, that's not true. It does cost you an email address because I send it to you in your email. But it's 100% free.
Okay.
It's only 5 days. And it really is for new and struggling bloggers or for people that have maybe they've been in it and they just kind of feel like they need to kind of get back to the basics. Okay? And it really is it's for those people who need to get started quickly, but they don't want all the mess. They don't want, like, the 47 steps to success or, you know, that all that kind of stuff. Look, I just give you five basic things. Now, you're going to get your blog. I wrote a blog for you so you can keep coming back. You know, every day you have a downloadable, you know, something tangible that you can do. And I gave you an assignment to be able to help you. And what's really cool about this is at the end I do have a surprise. I do have a giveaway for people that decide if they're actually going to stick around. They're actually going to do this and commit to a 5-day. I'm going to give them something very special. They have to finish it in order to be able to get this. So that's really – and the place – if you really want to do this, go to bloggingbootcamp.jonathantripp.com, okay? All right, that is the website. So it's bloggingbootcamp.jonathantripp.com, and then you can sign up there. And we are going live on Monday at 9:30, and I will be periscoping live and then followed up with a blab to talk more about our boot camp. We're going to be doing that live on Monday, 9:30 Eastern time, okay?
That is awesome.
Thank you so much. And I'll put that in the thread for, as a matter of fact, I'm putting it in right now. So go ahead.
I beat you.
Now we can talk about coffee. Let's talk about coffee.
Oh, yeah. My other passion.
So tell me I would say when did you know coffee was the first love of your life, but just in case your wife listens to this one, that may not go over well. So when did you find out, how did that passion, that love story come about?
When did I know about coffee? I learned about coffee when I was an undergraduate, and I needed that extra thing just to you know, because I lived in the Northeast. Ish, you know, Pennsylvania it up, but I did my undergrad work in music and Bible, right? And music, you always do practicing late nights, and so we ended up starting our journey of learning how to brew coffee, how to roast it, grind it yourself, make the different kinds, and we almost basically had our own small coffee house, except it was just us, and we did it for ourselves. And at one point, we had a race, what we called a race to a heart attack, okay? And we would each brew a pot of coffee, and we would see who could drink the pot of coffee the fastest. So that was how I started in my love affair of coffee.
Oh, wow. I just drank it because it kept me warm in the mornings at work, and I worked in an old building, and then I just got addicted to it. So I love your story much better. Your story is much better.
Yeah, I agree.
And I on your website, so you actually have a website that you currently have right now, which is restorableliving.com. And but you're getting a new website on Monday, right?
Yeah, that's right. We're splitting out restorableliving.com, we're kind of splitting out because what we found was that our audience wasn't – that some people just wanted just to know more about the social media, and they wanted to know more about learning how to grow their business. But other people had wanted to learn maybe about more about one of our business opportunities and that we just do, because it's a part of our lifestyle. It's a part of who we are. And we felt like we were growing actually two different audiences. So a couple of months back, we started to do the talking, started to do the planning of separating the websites out so that people can get, the target audience can actually get what they're looking for. And they don't have to wade through like pictures of like kids and stuff like that, which is not bad. Really, I love them. I think they're great. But when it comes to social media,
yeah,
and growing your business, that's not necessarily the message that we want to send. So we split that out. And come Monday, yes, we're gonna be doing the separation, as it were. And it does take planning. Don't get fooled. Don't think that you can just like flip a switch and everything's gonna be grand, because I'm telling you, this is work.
It is, and I think that is one of the, you know, I actually was talking to someone just before this call, and they were telling me about how they've got this big event this weekend, and they're, you know, there's going to be 20,000 people there, and they're selling, you know, this thing for $20 a shot, and you know, even if they only get, you know, 1% of the people to take action on this $20 thing. And I said, okay, so what's your plan to get people to take action? And they go, well, I'll be there. I've got a great looking booth. And I was like, that's not, you know, you have to, people have this idea that if I come up with a good plan, it's going to take care of itself. And sometimes that's true, but more often than not, you have to put time and energy and work into keeping everything going. So,
yeah,
you know, I'm excited for
yeah,
you, Bill. Good.
Yeah, and that's the real reason why you really need to be very selective of what social media is that you're doing. To make sure that you're effective, because you don't want to be
yeah,
just another piece of noise out there, another tweeter, another spammer, another scammer. And instead, mm-hmm, focus how you guys, you two are very focused, and it's so appreciative, and it's so refreshing in this marketplace.
Yeah, yeah, and I agree. And I think everyone who is listening to us now, everyone who has their own social media platforms, you can plug in and just, you know, you stay focused. We had a blogger on a couple months ago who talked about that, but when she started blogging, she was going all over the place and talking about everything she could think of, and when she got really focused on one topic, it turned her entire blog around, and her traffic is now triple what it used to be. So, you know, I agree. I think that's awesome, and I love it. Now, coffee, social media, Have you connected the two to turn your passion, your coffee passion, into something that's actually profitable?
No, you know, I've never done that, and I'm afraid to. And here's the reason why. It's because coffee is a hobby. It's not necessarily something that I would do for a living. I love to walk into coffee houses, but that doesn't mean I want to be behind the counter serving people my coffee. If I make coffee, I make it for my friends and for my wife and, you know, and sometimes for my kids if I need them to, you know, to run around a little bit more, you know. But other than that, you know, I think that, and, you know, maybe that's a really good thing. Maybe we should do a blab or a Periscope on that, of talking about the difference between doing a business that you have passion about and doing a business that's a hobby, and how the
mm-hmm,
two really aren't the same thing, and how, you know,
yeah,
that might be a really great topic in, you know, in determining, helping people really take that next step.
Oh, I agree. You know, if you are – What I'm trying to remember the exact quote, but there's a quote out there about how passion is what drives you to get up in the morning at 6 a.m. and start work, not go to bed until 10 or 11 and be working the entire time and not mind it because you love what you're doing so much. Passion is what makes the entrepreneur work, you know, 360 days out of the year and not mind it and not notice it. And
yeah,
I think you're right. I think it would go over well. And my favorite line I love to use with people is, you know, if you you treat it like a business, it'll pay you like a business. If you treat it like a hobby, it'll pay you like a hobby.
Mm.
Now, there's nothing wrong with either option, but you have to decide what you want to do.
Yeah.
And so I think we should definitely set that up. I'm sure Mom would agree. She said she's having some trouble over there with her mic, but I know she would agree with that one. So, question: what triggered you to suddenly decide? Well, I'm sure it wasn't sudden, but what triggered you to decide? What was it? What helped you realize that now was a good time to get a new website up there?
I'll give you the right answer. The right answer is because I was listening to my audience. That's the right answer. The real nitty gritty truth of it is I was spending more time trying to connect with the audience and trying to separate them out on the same platform, that it was becoming so much effort that like I said a couple months ago, we just kind of went, something's wrong. Like, it doesn't flow. It doesn't feel right where I'm answering the same questions and trying to tell people, oh, well, it's this, but you need to go here. Oh, well, it's that, but you need to go there. And when we realized and we just sat down, hey, we're talking to two different types of people, two different audiences, that was when we made the decision to separate them out so that we would be effective in our message. So when I'm talking to people about the Bloggy Bootcamp at JonathanTripp.com, I can send them there. But when I'm saying, hey, if you just really want to know how to be able to work a business from home, just like we are, and you want to see how we do it, then go over to restorableliving.com. And there's no shame in that, and there's no competition with it because they're two different things.
Yeah, absolutely. I think that's exactly what I've heard from other people. So I know you're right on par with that because I've had many people come up to me and say, hey, one website does one thing. A lot of people make a big mistake. They have one website trying to do two or three or four things. One website does one thing. And it took me a while to wrap my head around that one. But when I did, I realized, you know, there's a lot of truth in that. Now, we're coming up on the very end. We've got a little under 3 minutes left. And I want to give you a chance to, in case anybody missed the URL, in case anyone missed any details about the blogging bootcamp again this week, or if you have any other details you may want to share. I don't know if you're willing to share the giveaway detail at the end of the week, but
I'm not going to give them away, but it is something that you're not going to be able to buy.
Okay, sounds good. I'm trying to wiggle it out of him for you guys. Sorry.
No, but it is well worth it, and I think if you do, it's one of those things that, you know, and that was one of the main drivers for making this just five days, Steph. Is that we're all busy, you know, whether you're a parent or a business or whatever, that if you can do this, you commit just to reading and visiting and putting some time in, and even after it, you can come back to it. That was one of the main factors I put into it. You can come back. This is not like a once and done and it's all gone, because I'm sending it to your email. This is the most usable product that I can possibly make right now. Because you don't need a live streaming, all you need to be able to do is download an email and visit a website. That's it. There's no live streaming all this website. You have to have good Wi-Fi all the time. I eliminated that by doing just a very simple, straightforward. So
awesome.
Anyway.
You can start at
any time.
And I got to tell you guys, I mean, it is so easy to get signed up that I'm now signed up. So I went ahead, shared it to Facebook, shared it to Twitter. Highly recommend. You know what? I'm going to wrap this up real quick because we've got about a minute left here. But I want you guys to remember, I teach a concept called Always Be Learning. And the idea is it's up to you to make your life what you want it to be. And if you want to do that, you have to be learning. If you're not learning, you're not growing, you're dying. So highly recommend. Check it out. It's free. It doesn't get any better than that. I do want to encourage all of our listeners, join us again next week. We have a phenomenal show next week that we have actually already recorded for you guys. So when I say it's phenomenal, you know it's phenomenal because I've already lived through the recording of the show. It'll be airing live next Friday, 12:30 p.m. Central Standard Time. Join us. Learn some more about blogging. Get the details. Get the down low, the dirty. You'll just have finished your blogging boot camp with John, so it'll be perfect timing for everybody. Come back, join us again next Friday. In the meantime, I'm Stephanie, here for Anna. We're the Black Belt Sellers of Southwest and Central Texas. John, thank you so much for joining us. This was a blast.
It's my pleasure.
Awesome. Have a great week, guys.